please let the record show the motion carried 4-0 with the chairman not voting, was not there at the public hearing. Our next item is Ordinance Amendment Chapter 115, Conditional Uses, Manufactured Homes.
Mr. Chairman, I guess, I don't know if Mr. Lank has any comments on this, but there was some, this is one of the two that was deferred, I guess, at the last meeting, because there was some audience comment and testimony and questions about some of the wording of it. And I'll just run through. I've prepared a motion, I'll say up front, that incorporates these proposed changes that I'll talk about, which I can read into the record if you're so inclined. Just going through it briefly, in proposed section 13 to, I guess it's section 172G, there was concern about the reference to, you know, a previously permitted accessory building, and that there was some testimony about, you know, park owners or park or home dealers or other people giving permission to do things, you know, and perhaps, you know, the residents weren't sure who was supposed to grant permission. So anyway, that's solved by just simply adding by Sussex County into that paragraph. On paragraph 14, which talked about separation and lot coverage of unenclosed landings and steps, and particularly handicap ramps, there was some question about, I guess some concern about making sure that the handicap ramps reference was specifically for emergency needs. You know, in other words, if you're going to build a handicap ramp, not because you need one, but because you want one, that you're not, you know, disabled for some reason, you should comply with all the setbacks and other requirements. If you need one for an emergency basis, it should be clear that that's what this applies to. So I've added some language in what I've proposed that clarifies that it's temporary and it's for emergency needs. I've also suggested that there be a requirement that there be a physician's affidavit supporting the need for it. And that actually comes from another part of the zoning code. There's a provision for, and Lawrence can help me out on this, mobile homes on a medical hardship basis. And to get that, you need to present a doctor's affidavit saying that there's a basis for it. So I'm not reinventing the wheel on that. I'm pulling it from another section of the code. And then finally, because there was a concern, you know, that you could build it basically permanent, and there wasn't really any closure to this ordinance, I suggested adding a sentence that said, you know, once the need no longer exists, you got to remove the ramp if it doesn't comply with setbacks and lot coverage and that type of thing. So
the medical hardship reference in the special use exception clause of the ordinance makes reference to when I grant extensions, where I can grant extensions of time 1 year at a time, as long as the hardship still exists. So each year I had to have an affidavit from a doctor stating that emergency situation still exists. And there's probably 30 or 40 that are continuous year after year until that need is no longer in existence and the mobile has to be removed. Or they have to apply for it in another manner.
This would give, because it talks about, you know, that the director, for example, has the ability to grant the permit for that type of ramp. It gives him something he can base that decision on, you know, if there's a doctor that comes in. And like I said, it's not anything unique because it's provided elsewhere in the code.
And they would still be required to get a permit even though it's temporary.
Right.
Because temporary could be a month, couple months, or it could be a couple years, depending on the hardship that exists, be it a medical hardship, and typically it's wheelchair-oriented. And that way we can keep watch of it and make sure it actually still is in existence. And then if they want to make it permanent, you know, solid block type construction, it's got to conform to setbacks. The emergency one would allow us to encroach if we need be.
And then pull it off when the emergency no longer exists. So what I'll do is, with the commission's permission, read a proposed motion, and if you're in agreement with it, it can be moved.
We would read the motion into the record. We'll see if the commissioner wants to adopt it as their motion, and we'll go from there.
Or would it be appropriate to have some discussion before we read it into the record?
You could certainly
do that, or after the motion, whichever. But if you have comments now, go ahead.
Well, the one area that I had concern was the last point about being immediately removed. I mean, how do you know, when you determine the emergency is no longer needed and then immediately has to be removed, is it, from what I heard from Mr. Lank, is that the approval is on an annual basis?
Now, I think what he was talking about was the hardship case
right.
for the placement of a mobile home, so.
I have to do that annually based on the,
yeah.
The placement of the mobile home.
Right, so if we find that there's no longer the need, then we have to send notice and give them so much time to remove, and we would do the same thing. Maybe the word immediate is.
I can delete the word immediate.
The word immediate was
a concern. That might be safer.
Yeah.
And then the second thing was, given that Mr. Lank has to approve the placement of a mobile home on an annual basis, should we not require an affidavit on an annual basis as well? To be consistent, yeah, with the ramp, to be consistent with the place, you know, the emergency placement of a mobile home.
That only as it relates to the temporary.
Right.
If it could.
I can add that in. I've done it right now if you'd like. I'll give it a shot when I read through
it. That way there's some consistency with the placement of a mobile home plus the emergency placement of the ramp.
So a one-year review of the ramp and the home.
That's two different issues, but
Don't confuse what I was talking about with the permit for the home. That was just an example. That's a whole separate section of the code that doesn't deal with mobile home parks. I was just using that. That's where the language came from for this. So that's all.
So that way, you know, the emergency ramp isn't there forever. You know, it's subject to review by the Planning and Zoning Department.
Right.
Anything else?
The motion is that the commission, and I'll preface this by saying it's fairly detailed because to make this work and so council knows what to do on amending the motion if they adopt it, you got to be fairly detailed. The commission recommends approval of Ordinance Amendment Chapter 115, Conditional Uses, Manufactured Homes, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this amendment is the result of meetings and recommendations from a manufactured housing committee that included representatives from the county, park owners, and homeowners. This amendment clarifies regulations regarding accessory buildings in manufactured home parks and adds code language addressing the construction, location, and dimensions of unenclosed steps, landings, and handicap ramps, providing access to mobile homes, which had previously been subject to size and lot coverage limitations that were often unreasonable. It is recommended that Section 2, creating a new subparagraph 13 of Section 115-172G of the code, be amended in the last sentence to read, an existing accessory building of the same dimension may be replaced in the same location if the accessory building was previously permitted by Sussex County and if authorized by park management. As currently worded, it is unclear who may have granted the previous permit. 4, it is recommended that Section 2, creating a new subparagraph 14 of Section 115-172G of the code, be amended to insert the word, quote, temporary, close quote, prior to the words, quote, handicap ramps, close quote, throughout the subparagraph, and by adding the words, quote, for emergency needs, close quote, after the words, quote, handicap ramps, close quote, in the first line of the subparagraph. 5, it is recommended that the fourth sentence of new subparagraph 14 be amended so that it states as follows, quote, temporary handicap ramps may be permitted for emergency needs upon receipt of an affidavit from a doctor on an annual basis that an emergency situation exists and shall be subject to the approval of park management, the director, and the county's chief of building code, end quote. And 6, it is recommended that a new sentence be added at the end of new subparagraph 14 to state, a temporary handicap ramp permitted under this subparagraph shall be removed if the need for it no longer exists. I think that addressed those concerns. That's the end of that motion.
Sounds good to me, Mr. Chairman. So I move that we make the recommendation as read by council.
So you're adopting that as your motion?
I'm adopting that as my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend the adoption of the ordinance amendment chapter 115, conditional uses for manufactured homes, as stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, yes. I can be recorded as not voting as I not attend the public hearing last week.
All right, sir, we thank you. Let the record show the motion carries 4-0. Mr. Ross not voting because he was not in attendance at the hearing.